Well, you look at the game Saturday and you see that Hattie's going to go in the treatment room. He's had an X-ray today on his shoulder, so we're waiting for the specialists to give us the results of the pictures they've taken. But Glenn Louvin's trained this morning, which is good, and Connor Wickham feels a little bit better. We've got Chris McGuire back in from Coventry, so we've called him back early. But apart from that, nothing changes, really. But the pleasing thing was, like I say, we got Glenn out on the training pitch today.
Does it look bad for Atty? Do you fear the worst there?
Well, one minute the physio said on Saturday that he's dislocated it and it's popped in and out, but your mind's just involved in the game as such. And the next minute, Atty's saying he wants to give it 5 minutes. Like, so it was just a bit confusing whether it was just bravery from Atty, whatever. So, like I say, we won't know until we've got the specialist report on it.
And with Connor Wickham, how likely is it that he's going to be available, do you think, at this stage?
Well, the pleasing thing is Connor's coming in again today. He's not trained, but he says his hamstring feels a lot better. So, again, I know from my own history as a player with hamstring injuries, you've got to be so careful. They do tend to respond pretty quickly. The most important thing is we've got a few more days before the Blackburn game. We were in training Christmas Day, so hopefully he'll be training for Christmas Day, ready for the Blackburn game. But we won't know that until later on in the week.
Have Sunderland been in touch at all? I'm guessing that they're going to want to monitor this as well, because they've been linked with moves in the press this last week. So have they been in touch to sort of say, you know, we're going to keep an eye on this as well and maybe have some input into it?
Well, the thing is, at the end of the day, like I say, he's Sunderland's player, and there's always going to be speculation when your centre-forward's playing very, very well and scoring goals. Unfortunately, he was a big miss for us on Saturday going into the Bournemouth game. The only people that probably benefited with getting the team sheet at 2 o'clock was Bournemouth looking. There was no Louvins, no Wickham. Every game that Connor's going into at the minute, he feels you feel he's going to score, and he feels like he's going to score. He's that confident, and that's what they do when they're on a run as such. Now, there are things I can't control regarding other clubs being interested, because at the end of the day, he's Sunderland's player, what they want to do with him. But when he's injured, it's protocol for our medical team to get in touch with their medical team and just give them an update. And I think Sunderland have allowed us to treat him here as such. Because it's not a pull or a tear, it's just a slight strain as such.
So if your guys give him the all clear, then Sunderland aren't going to say, no, play it safe on this occasion, you can play him.
Yeah, it's down to Connor. It's out to Connor. He'll have a fitness test, or hopefully he'll join in training on Christmas Day. And hopefully get no reaction. So Connor might even be one that you might just leave to actually the day of Boxing Day, maybe have a fitness test there. Just again, like I say, with Hattie, we don't know what's happening with him. We've pulled Chris McGuire back from Coventry, so we've lost one, but game two is as in Louvin's trained today and Chris McGuire trained today as well.
And he's so important, isn't he, Connor? I mean, you need him, don't you?
Well, you need all your players. You need all your best players. You need all your starting 11 as such. Like I say, he's a focal point. On Saturday, we probably just didn't have enough legs to go in behind where Connor stretches the pitch. And what Connor will do, he'll make a bad ball into a good ball and a good ball into a better ball. And his ball retention has been very, very good as well. And every time he picks the ball or gets up in the final third, you think something's going to happen.
How on earth can you get consistency at the back when you're having to change it every week?
It is. Well, no, at the end of the day, the players that have come in have got to step up to the mark. The disappointing thing is that I thought we started quite well without really hurting the keeper on Saturday. But then one long ball's, their first attack was we're picking the ball out the back of the net, and then the second attack. So it's decision-making at the right time. At this moment in time, we've got disruptions in the back four. And the disappointing thing is that, like I say, is that your two centre backs that we've had recently in Johnson and Louvins have complemented each other well, and we've looked solid. Unfortunately, like I say, one ball was beaten the back four; they were getting in far too easily. The boy grabbing space was getting in. That was the disappointing in the manner in which we conceded the goals. And then when we went 2-0 down, there was just one or two heads drops instead of just saying, right, bring it on. There's plenty enough time to get back into the game. But as it showed, I had to end in the end losing Hattie. Then I'm to put Reader up front just to give us a focal point as such, because we've lost Connor, we've lost Atty. It's not the way I want to play as such, but we got back in the game. But then last 10 minutes when we dominated the possession, our final ball was poor.
Are you surprised that the heads dropped? Because, you know, it's only a week previous that you were very resilient at Watford.
Well, the shout in the dressing room before the game was, come on, let's get out the bottom three. Mm. well, that performance on Saturday, once we went 2-0 down, won't get you out of the bottom three. So that's where you need your characters, you need your leadership. And like I said to the players, look, at the end of the day, if you're not having the best of games, get back to the basics. But nobody can stop you from running, tackling and closing down.
What was the morale like afterwards?
Very, very quiet, disappointed, because they know they'd let themselves down. That's the most important thing, and they'd let the supporters down. And like I said, the shout before the game was, come on, let's get out of the bottom three. So they're all upbeat on the back of the performances against the Leicesters and the Watfords. It definitely was a Jekyll and Hyde job.
There's no time for them to feel sorry for themselves, though, is there? I mean, you've got to get right back at it at this time of year.
Well, that's what we've addressed today. We've just had a brief chat and says, right, come on, we've got to plan and get prepared now for Blackburn. Then we've got Charlton after that. We've got a very busy period. Unfortunately, I've been in the game long enough that we don't get to celebrate Christmas as such because we're trying Christmas Day as well.
The defending wasn't particularly good for either goal, but could the goalkeeper have done better on those two occasions? What did you make of it?
Well, at the end of the day, like I say, they've got to get past 10 outfield players before they get to the goalkeeper. There's been games this season where Emmy's pulled off some unbelievable saves. And even on Saturday, he's had to pull off two or three saves. So he'll be disappointed. Any keeper that concedes goals will be disappointed.
I mean, I only ask that because the fans after the game, a lot of them are saying to me, well, now Chris Kirkland's got to come back in. Is that going to happen? Do you bring Chris Kirkland back for this one?
Well, that's something obviously for me to think about. The most important thing is when supporters, they do like to pick a team, but unfortunately their team never gets beat because it never plays. It's the team that I pick. Either wins or loses.
And just to clear one thing up, and I want to clear this up once and for all, because this is something I get asked about too often, really. Is Chris Kirkland on the bench because that's your decision, you've chosen Martinez? Is it because of a contractual thing that means he can't play? Is it because he's going somewhere in January? Why is he not playing?
It was just down to form.
Nothing in his contract,
nothing at all. It was just down to form. We decided that Emmy was... He trained hard, played well, done well in training. We'd had a couple of behind closed doors games, and Dave was on the thoughts of changing it as well. So that's the only reason why. There's nothing untoward whatsoever. It was just down to about form.
Chris Maguire's back then. Is he in contention for Boxing Day?
Well, Chris comes into my thoughts. Obviously, when I looked around the bench on Saturday, you're trying to think, well, how can you get somebody up front as such? In the end, we've had to put Reader there. So the pleasing thing, like I say, we've lost Hattie. Hopefully, he might be available for Boxing Day or for Charlton. But we've gained Leuven's back and we've gained Maguire back.
What does Chris have to do to make it work here?
I worked with Chris Maguire when I was at Portsmouth. We had him on loan at Portsmouth from Derby. He was outstanding at Portsmouth. He scored goals. What Chris has got to realise is then it's a step up to a big, big club. He's got to get back to what the basics is getting hold of the ball, running the channels, getting in the box as such. So I think Chris will realise that possibly with me being in charge, he'll probably see it's got a second chance. But like I say, it's like anything, and these strikers are judged on goals. And Connor's been banging the goals, and that's why you're talking about him, and that's why clubs are looking at him. Chris is paid to score, Hattie's paid to score, and when they get the opportunity, they've got to make sure they do.
And this is a big opportunity for him, isn't it? That he comes back now, he's got to take it, hasn't he?
He's got to grab it, yeah. At the end of the day, like I say, when you're given the opportunity and you get a chance to get the shirt, you've got to keep hold of that shirt.